Where should I look? To the left? To the right? Man, I'm out of practice.
Haven't seen you in a long, long time. Hi, Gasper. How are you doing?
Hello, Robert. Nice to see you yet again. I'm doing pretty okay. How about you?
Doing pretty amazing. And while we're at it, I'd like to welcome everyone to another episode of Casual.
Yes, definitely. Thank you for joining. We really appreciate that, especially because we've been off the air for the last month and a half. I think that our last episode aired on August the 10th. And today is the recording day, and it's September 28th.
Yeah.
Shame. Where's my bell?
I think it's mostly your fault. You've been on vacation for most of the time. I was on vacation and I was even working from home for only 2 weeks.
Ask my boss. I was on vacation for one day. One day. I'm not lying, everybody. It has to go on a public record. I was working remotely from Finland. Yay, Finland. And I had one day off.
How was it, though?
Originally, I should have had 3 days off, but something came up, and one day off was everything I got. Finland was amazing. If somebody's planning a trip, go to Helsinki, go to the Helsinki Public Library, use the 3D printers, use the studio. Oh, damn it, I should have recorded a podcast there. That would have been amazing.
But you didn't have the camera, you didn't have the microphone, you didn't have the headphones, you didn't have all the, you know.
Everything is there. There are mics, there are headphones, and I've got the camera on the MacBook.
Okay, wow. So if you would just not stop thinking about what could have been done, just tell me how was your time there?
It was awesome. I recommend it to everybody. I mean, Finland, one of the best trips. If I would have to rate stuff that I did in my life, New York, always number one, Ireland, number two, and then Finland. My third favorite place on earth. Today. How about you, man? What did you do? Anything fun?
If you've only been to three places, then that's concerning. But yeah, I'm just kidding.
Okay, just to frame it a bit, I've visited, 31 countries? Something like that? So saying that Finland is in the top three, I think it says something.
Okay, yeah, it does. Maybe that's my next destination, since you put it in that way. Mm. Do you remember when was our last episode?
As I said, August 10th, that was when it was aired. We recorded in July.
Okay, so at that time, I was still in Croatia at Nerto. I was kitesurfing with my co-worker, Jure. Really
kitesurfing. Awesome.
Kitesurfing, yeah, dude. Kitesurfing. Kitesurfing is becoming like my new hobby and my new life.
And this is a new activity for you, right? You didn't did it before.
Never, never, never in my life. This is something that Jure brought into my life, and I've had a blast ever since. So
public thank you to Jure.
Public thank you to Jure Sinčar. And rumors are that he's starting his own podcast soon in the next month. So yeah, this is a premature shout out to him. Awesome. And after that, I went to Italy, Sardinia. It's also another kitesurfing spot, and I was there for 14 days. But I didn't have a single day of vacation. So, yeah, I'm back now since like over the weekend, since 4 or 5 days ago I came home. I'm already planning my next trip to Morocco.
And you can say that kitesurfing is now your number one hobby instead of podcasting. Careful, careful. Tread lightly.
I will plead the Fifth Amendment right here and now. But yeah, good trick. You almost like kind of baited me like a fish.
Almost. No, but we really have to get back on track because our listeners were waiting hungrily for the episode. We actually got an email saying we want an episode. So kudos to that. Thank you. That was
wait, you didn't tell me about this. Oh, wait, did this really happen?
We got a question, but it was in my personal email, not on hi@casual.is when you can reach us.
And I anytime, anywhere, and we'll be happy to respond.
I won't be disclosing my personal email because you've got hi@casual.is. Write me there. Contact me there. But nice. Yeah, I actually got an email saying, hey, where's the episode?
So, okay, that's really nice. But So the episode is right here. Today we're going to be talking about our portfolio in this sort of bear market, and we're going to be looking the general market status update.
I've got an idea for the episode. I heard that Ethereum is selling merch. Have you heard?
The
The merch. They've got the merch, man.
merch. You can buy it in our next episode. All right, so okay, Gasper, why you're the like master of our crypto portfolio, so why don't you enlighten me and our dearest crowd, or where we're at?
Okay, let me frame this. So after we started the podcast, which happened in the last December, so almost 1 year ago, we said that it might be a good topic and people would be interested if we put in some money and see what happens. So we did it. We each put 500 euros of our own money into a joint portfolio, which is doing kind of amazing. I think we earned like $20 in the last 24 hours, something like that. Oh, let me check. I'm gonna share the screen in a second. Adding to stream. Here you go. For everybody who is not watching the video but is listening to this in their cars, our portfolio is currently worth $364.
Okay, so the last time we checked, which is a couple of episodes ago, I think it
Let's say
was in
1 month.
episode 25. Our latest balance was $342. So this is coming from $1,200 all the way down to 340 in the last episode, now to 364. We are slowly getting there.
I mean, considering that we did this for, well, for the gains and also for traction, this might not have been the best investment that we did for this podcast. But I mean,
But if we did invest another 500 euros now.
my girlfriend would kill me. Especially if I explain this to her, saying, "Do you remember the 500 I put in December? Well, it's now 150, and I
Divided
need
by
another
three.
500."
All
Tammy,
right,
if you're
so
listening to this, we'll talk.
we'll talk. All right, so okay, this is nothing to be, I think, genuinely afraid of, because we believe
Or
in
ashamed
the
of.
or ashamed of. We believe in the technology. We believe in the coins. We invested it. Yes, it was for the games, but we're in here for the long term, so we're not afraid,
Did
right?
you say for the gains or for the games?
For the games.
Okay, this episode is getting out of hands. Let's get serious for a moment. We lost a bunch of money, but no worries. We're gonna handle it.
Yeah, this is why we always said not financial advice, and don't invest more than you can afford to lose. And we can afford to lose this after Gasper consults to his girlfriend. So
Yeah,
let's move on.
if you cannot make a joke out of your investment, don't do it.
Definitely not. Okay, so let's move on. What's the general market status update? We've been talking about this for a couple of episodes in the past year. So, Gasper, if you will please let me share my screen. I would love to open this Bitcoin chart that we have right here.
We are sharing, and just a disclaimer, I have not looked at the market since I think our last episode. So I have no idea what's going on except that Ethereum is now selling the merch.
The merge. Okay, and we'll be discussing this in one of our next episodes, because it's a pretty exciting topic. But back to the current market status update. So if we just briefly revisit some of the bear markets that like happened in November 2018, how long you needed to recover, it was about let's say 1100 days, so a couple of years. And if we check this one that happened in December 2017, it lasted for about 1100 days. And if we check from the last before last all-time high and just measure 1100 days, it's showing us, let's say, March 2024. So the second indicator, so this, Gasper, would you agree, like, this based on the historical data, that we're not looking at any sort of drastic changes just based on that?
I'm just considering whether making vomiting sounds on air is appropriate or not.
Okay, that's my question quite well. I'll take that as a negative answer, but I, from my perspective, based on other historical data, it doesn't seem like we're picking up anytime soon. Again, not financial advice. You can't take this to the store or take our word for it.
And if your investment picks up, you can donate via hi@casual.is. We'll figure something out.
Plus, there's one more thing that if you're looking at the Bitcoin chart, this is the bull market support band, which is basically two moving averages. And you'll see that whenever we are below this or being rejected by it, it means we are generally not in a bull market. Bull market is everything that is above this line, and bear market is everything that is below this line. So until Bitcoin reaches at least 23K to what is this, 25K, and starts going above it, we are not in a bull market just yet. So if we are saying, is this a good time to invest? I would say yes, but again, please don't listen to us. We have $300 out of 1,200 invested, but we're going to be able to sell ourselves a better someday.
Are you saying that the next episode will air before or after we turn to bull market?
Before, definitely. Our next episode is going to be before we enter this bull market phase of above the bull market support band. And if we compare to the historical indicator of the inflation, so whenever inflation is topping out, that means it's the best time to usually invest in stock markets or in crypto markets. So currently, the last time we did the episode, we were about 9.1 or something like that, and it seems to going down. But that's still no reason to be joyful. So does this mean that the inflation has topped out yet? Not necessarily. We've seen similar moves in the past where it has gone down a bit and went up, gone down a bit, went up, and gone down a bit. So based on the inflation, I'm not sure if it has stopped yet. It all depends on the Fed news, if there's going to be any more wars or anything in the same boats of that. But generally, for my perspective, what I'm doing with my money, I'm still investing every month.
Yeah, a small advice for everybody who's listening. Always try to think about the big picture. I mean, Robert and I have been alive for 30-something years, and we've seen a lot of ups, a lot of downs. I believe that there are some people who are older than us and have seen the market fluctuate even more. And at the end, everything pans out. So don't be focused on the period that we're having right now. Don't be focused on the last month or two or year. But yeah, keep in mind the big picture. And if you can invest, it might be something that will yield results shortly.
Yeah, I would really love to close on what you just said, because that was beautiful.
And okay, end of the episode. And outro incoming in 5, 4, 3.
Just to reiterate on what Gasper said, as you'll be able to see from ever since the Bitcoin entered Bitstamp in 2011, you'll see that it has been just going up with time. It has never gone down as low as it initially started. So,
well,
look at the big picture.
If it goes down to the beginning, then we're in big trouble.
Yeah, I'm selling my liver or lungs to buy it.
choose liver. Liver grows back.
Okay.
By the way, how is it that I have become the joker in this podcast and Robert become the subject matter expert, which is serious all the time?
This is what we do, like the complete reverse positions, what we do in our personal lives. I'm the joker and he's the professional holder, so we had to kind of mix it up a little bit.
Maybe one thing that's aiding this episode is that we don't have a scenario. We don't have a script. See, Robert's speechless. That doesn't happen a lot.
Yeah, I'm missing the script for this one. Come on, give me a bro fist. I'm waiting for it up here. No, the other side. Yeah, there we go. Yeah, there we go. So yeah, I that's basically all I had to say about the crypto market sentiment, and I am loving where our portfolio is growing. $20 in one day.
That's amazing. That's really amazing. Did you want to discuss anything else? Any suspicious indicators? I think we did moon phases a couple of months ago. Do you have any news on that? Did it work for you or not?
Yes, it did. The moon phases actually, yeah, the moon phases actually worked out well. So let me just share my screen again. And let's quickly revisit what we were talking about. Can you please add my camera to the stream?
Fingers crossed that he's sharing the wrong one. No.
And let's go back to the moon cycles and reiterate on what has been happening there. So I'm going to remove all the drawings and zoom in on what's going on. So
it looks like somebody used Paint. Does anybody remember the Microsoft Paint and the brush tool or the spray tool where you could do the circles? It looks like that.
But this one is a little bit more advanced. So do you remember we said like every time there's a like this empty moon, we're going down and the full moon is going up. This has been still a really good indicator of like 8 or 9 out of 10, it still is working as we're expecting. So
I'm still baffled by this.
It's, you know, rich people gather around these full moons and half moons and they just do magic stuff with money.
A recommendation here, people, listen to the episode where we talked about causation and correlation. I don't remember which episode is it, but start from the beginning and work your way through this.
But again, if history is of any indication, by this empty moon, we're about to see some crashes. So let's remember this episode and let's remember the date, which is 26th, 27th, and see if we are going to be dropping as expected.
Nice. Looking forward to that.
Same here.
Okay, as we don't have a script, do we have anything else for today?
No, I was just really... I'm really excited to announce that we're going to be discussing the Ethereum's merch. yeah.
It's, pre-order it's... now at hi@casual.is. Send us one ether and we'll send you some merch.
Yeah, not financial advice. yeah, it's been interesting. The best news to just recap in short was it went flawlessly through. How it affected the price, how it's affecting the energy levels, and how it's going to affect the future and what's next for Ethereum. Let's discuss it in our next episode.
Yeah, and we can also discuss the difference between proof of work and proof of stake. This is something we can dwell on. And, well, what that means for us.
For you and me or for everyone?
For everyone. And the offer still stands. If you send us one ETH, we'll definitely send you something back.
Fine. I agree. Oh.
And another good news, Robert here is now a kite surfer. So congratulations on that, man. Really happy for your new hobby. But please do not remove podcasting from your list of interests.
No, absolutely not. This is, no. Look, kite surfing, podcasting, it's there and then everything else. So don't you worry about it, man. I'm not a quitter.
Awesome to hear that. Everybody, thank you for joining today. We are coming up to 19 minutes. So if you have enjoyed that, click like, click subscribe, write to us, as I have said numerous times. We love you and we appreciate you and looking forward to the next episode.
Thank you. Cheers.